Ukraine says its forces have seized two more cities in the country's eastern regions. This after Ukrainian forces regained control of Slovyansk and Kramatorsk on Saturday. The pro-Russian militias have confirmed the setback, saying they will make a firm stand against the government troops. Bahrainis have held a funeral ceremony in the village of Sanabis for a protester killed by regime forces back in April. Abdulaziz Al-Abbar was shot by regime forces in the head. Authorities refused to issue a death certificate for Abdulaziz in an attempt to protect his killers. ISIL militants have reportedly forced 60,000 people out of their homes in Syria's Deir ez-Zor province. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says residents feared the terrorists may plan to loot their homes. It also says thousands are sleeping in the open, facing food and water shortages. Iran's aviation organization says some European airports are violating the Convention on International Civil Aviation by refusing to sell jet fuel to Iranian planes. The ban on gasoline trade with Iran is still in place despite an interim nuclear deal reached between Tehran and the P5+1 group last November. The Dalai Lama has urged Buddhists in Myanmar and Sri Lanka to stop the violence against Muslims. He described the violence as unacceptable. Sri Lanka is under fire for turning a blind eye to rising anti-Muslim violence. Hundreds of Muslims have also been killed in Myanmar over the past 2 years. Australian protesters have held rallies against the government's budget cuts in several cities, including Sydney and Melbourne. They also criticised the higher pension age and the deregulation of university fees as unfair. The protesters believe that Prime Minister Tony Abbott is making life harder for ordinary Australians. Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has urged all Arab states to stand by Palestinians against Israel. Hezbollah slammed the Arab world and the international community, that is, for turning a blind eye to the Israeli crimes. This after the brutal killing of a Palestinian teenager at the hands of Israeli settlers earlier this week. Israeli forces have detained around 35 people during an operation to crush Arab protesters in Israeli towns. The violence erupted in reaction to the killing of a Palestinian teenager on Wednesday. The initial results of a post-mortem have found that the 16-year-old was burned alive.